Democrats and Republicans say they want to pass immigration reform this year. Most Republicans are pushing for tighter border regulations, while some Democrats say they would like to find a way to extend work permits to Dreamers through the DACA program. DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It provided 2-year work permits to some illegal immigrants if their parents brought them into the country as children. Last fall, the Trump administration announced it was ending the program. Just this week, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration's decision to end the DACA program. West Virginia Public Broadcasting spoke with one of those about how the debate in Washington affects her life here in West Virginia. In September, the Trump administration announced the end of the Obama-era DACA program. Many Republicans, including many of West Virginia's congressional leaders, have said the DACA program was an abuse of executive power by Obama. But some Republicans also say they support finding a permanent solution for DACA recipients if it could be tied in with tighter border security and immigration policy. The West Virginia American Civil Liberties Union estimates there are between 100 and 150 DACA recipients in West Virginia. Jackie Lozano is 21 years old. Her mom brought her into the United States when she was 2. She says her mom came here to get a job so she could pay for Jackie's medical care.
I was a very sick child. Like, I was just sick. And when I think of what my mom did for me, like, when I really think, like, dude, she left her mom, her sisters, her brothers, she left everyone, everything, to go to another totally different place where she didn't even speak anyone's language. She didn't have a place to live when she got here to keep me alive. It just shows, like, our parents do everything and anything for us. So to me, now that I have my own child, I am trying to fight so hard to just have the opportunity to work.
Lozano didn't actually know she was an illegal immigrant until she was 15, when she was starting to apply for financial aid for college. A guidance counselor asked for her Social Security number, and when she went home to ask her mom for her Social Security card, her mom told her she wasn't a U.S. citizen. A year later, when Lozano was 16 years old, then-President Obama announced a new program called DACA, which became highly controversial. Under the program, she was able to apply for a work permit.
Before DACA, like, knowing that I couldn't get a job, you know what I mean? Like, you can't get a license, you can't get a state-issued ID, you can't have bills, utilities in your name, you can't rent, find a place to rent, you can't have credit. Like, without those things, like, you can't do anything. So, like, when DACA was presented, and while having DACA, like, I'm able to have these things. I'm able to have a phone. I have bills under my name. Like, I'm able to have insurance, health insurance. You know what I mean? I'm able to drive places without having to worry about getting stopped and deported for not having a state ID or from not being from here. You know, and given the fact that I have family here that I need to take care of and a son and a child that I need to take care of, that's very important. It's crucial, really, not just to have a living, but to live.
Although she hasn't been able to afford college, she has been able to find steady, full-time work. She grew up in North Carolina, but she says she fell in love with West Virginia. She works for a communications company and says she could probably work almost anywhere in the country. But in 2015, after she visited West Virginia during a training, she requested a transfer to move here. She also fell in love with a fellow coworker, and she and her partner have a 1-year-old baby named Carter. He was sleeping in a stroller during our interview. Last summer, Lozano applied and was accepted for a renewal of her DACA work permit, so she has about a year and a half until her situation would change significantly. But by June 2019, if Congress doesn't decide to renew the program, she fears deportation back to Mexico, where she was born. She remembers the day when she heard the announcement by Attorney General Jeff Sessions that they would end the DACA program.
Like, I picked up my child and I just started crying because I knew, like, there's a possibility that I won't see him for a long time. I knew that I would lose everything and that the first thing that would probably happen would be deportation once I run out of my permit. So because DACA protects us from getting deported. So it protects us from getting ripped away from our families. So I knew that once that happened, that my clock started to tick. It's as if someone grabs, you know, like those little sand timers, just flipped it over and you're watching your time run out.
I asked her if she's spoken with anyone who's against the DACA program. She said one thing she hears from opponents is that the government shouldn't give a free pass to criminals. She points out that in addition to a number of other requirements, to qualify for DACA, a person must not be convicted of a felony, a significant misdemeanor, or multiple misdemeanors, and not pose a threat to public safety or national security. She remembers one conversation in particular with one of her conservative friends.
So I actually had a really close friend of mine vote for President Trump, and we would have conversations, like political conversations about everything. And we talked, I told her about my status and stuff, and she was like, well, I'm not opposed to DACA. I think DACA is a great thing because DACA doesn't give permits to anyone. There's stuff that you have, there's requirements. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have anything on your criminal record. Nothing. Nothing, no matter what it is, you can't have anything on there because they will not accept it.
Do you have hopes of applying for citizenship one day?
I do. I know that, if things don't go the way, a lot of my close friends are like, well, why don't you just get married to your partner? Why don't you just get married? And the way I see it is I don't feel like I should have to get married to get a citizenship. I want to marry him one day, but I don't want the reason for our marriage to be so I can have a citizenship.
September 2017 marked the end of the DACA program. The Department of Homeland Security says nearly 600,000 people are set to have DACA permits expire over the next 2 years, unless Congress passes legislation to continue this program. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.